In communities across America yesterday, Haitians gathered for Sunday services to pray for family and friends devastated by that earthquake. In South Florida, nearly a week after the tragedy, many Haitians are surviving on the one thing they have not lost, their faith. Leah Fleming from member station WLRN in Miami filed this report.
In Miami's Little Haiti neighborhood, the pews at Notre Dame de Haiti Catholic Church overflow. Hundreds of worshipers, some spilling out the doors onto sidewalks, are at Mass today. Among them, Colleen Francois and her children. Like others in this community, she is awaiting word on missing family members. And her heart aches for those she already knows have died.
Even though I'm hurt, I lost my cousin, I lost my sister-in-law, I got two sisters I still cannot find. But wait, God is good. I have to come here and pray with my children and explain to them, no matter what happened, God still loves us.
It is a theme echoed throughout the day at churches in South Florida and elsewhere. Father Reginald Jean-Marie holds a moment of silence and prays for those unaccounted for in Haiti and for those who are suffering in his congregation, like Francois. Father Reginald says God has not forgotten Haiti or those with ties to the country.
The Lord lifted up the lowly and bring those who feel so high down. But also he's on the side of the poor, of the marginalized. He is in the side of those who are crying out for justice, for peace and hope and help.
Life in Haiti was hard before the earthquake. Residents there were still reeling from four major storms over the past hurricane season. But many congregants, like Bernard Frederick, say the earthquake is actually a blessing in disguise. It's brought much-needed assistance, financial and other, that will help them rebuild.
Nevertheless, it's better now, I hope, because all over the world, focus on Haiti right now.
Frederick hopes to volunteer in Haiti this week. Haitians say God has always been and is still with the people of Haiti. Congregant Andre Pierre says sometimes things like earthquakes happen, but God brings people together and in the end makes them stronger. For NPR News, I'm Leah Fleming in Miami.